It's Sunday, September 7th, 2008.
This is the Pirates Week.
AFCC shows what we hear and see on radio and on TV. FCC, F you.
You're. And we could go breaking the law.
I said I'm listening to a fadeaway sound. I said I'm listening on the Santian 909.
Shoot some more fire to your treetop wire.
But why can't I do pirate radio again? I mean, why can't I just turn on transmitters when I want?
Won't you just move my wiener? Cause you really don't feel right cold.
Join us on the air.
Pirates, you're all a bunch of pirates.
Surf the skies and find new friends.
We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard.
Yes, I am Ragnar Downsfield, and this is the Pirates Week podcast, a show highlighting the shortwave international pirate scene, as well as AM, FM pirate radio, and all forms of free media. We got a good full-packed show for you this week. We got several pirates in the news stories. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of off-air recordings for you this week, a couple other things here and there, as well as some closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
It's nice to be back after my little vacation, and we're going to get right back into it. Got a whole bunch of good stuff for you this week. Some slight format changes in the show, but nothing too noticeable, at least not too much in this particular show, but probably from here on out. Hey, more on that towards the end of the show. Have you been listening to the radio much lately? Activity has picked up at least a little bit. Over the last month or two, seems to have slacked off. But boy, after the holiday weekend, activity this last week has tweaked up just a little bit. At least I've been hearing a little bit more. Well, I have a fully packed show for you this week, so let's not talk a whole bunch here in the opening monologue. Got a bunch I want to say towards the end of the show. So let's get right into Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, right out of the gate, let's start off with our traditional Florida bust, or at least some action down in Florida of an FM pirate. The FCC has warned a property owner in Florida to stop transmitting on the FM bands. This story from This Week in Amateur Radio.
The FCC has warned a Florida resident that he could face severe FCC sanctions if he continues to allow a pirate FM broadcaster to continue operating from property that he owns. The FCC has told him to get the transmitter off the air now. In its enforcement letter to R. Bryce Gray, Jr., the FCC says that it has received information that an unlicensed broadcast radio station on a frequency of 101.9 MHz was allegedly operating from his property in the Oakland Park area. The FCC says that back on March 4th, 14th, and June 3rd, agents from its office confirmed by direction finding that radio signals on frequency 101.9 megahertz were emanating from an antenna mounted on a pole at Gray's legal residence. The FCC has warned Gray that operation of radio transmitting equipment without a valid radio station authorization constitutes a violation of federal laws and could subject the operator to severe penalties, including seizure of the offending radio equipment and or criminal sanctions, including time behind prison bars. Gray was ordered to cease transmitting immediately. He was also given 10 days from the date of the FCC notice to respond to the agency with any evidence that he has written authority to operate granted by the FCC. Those dates are now passed.
Well, let's see, what else is in the news this last week? Gay pirate radio show interferes with Hong Kong air traffic control. No, I'm not going to cover that one, but, well, maybe Cracker can do something on that with the Sierra Poo Poo, but we're not going to talk about that. Continuing on, taking a look over at the blogosphere for a change, DIYmedia.net reports that an FBI raid last week on the Long Haul Info Shop in Berkeley has taken Berkeley Liberation Radio off the air. And hopefully temporarily. Details are sketchy as to why the FBI raided the space in the first place, but the guns-drawn agents were not too picky about what they hauled away. Taking a look at the initial story, Seoul, a longtime broadcaster, said the underground radio station has been impacted by the raid. "We have had our stuff there," she said. "They've got our hard drive, and that's what really concerns us. What the FBI really got were two computers, an old PC, and a laptop that the station used as a webcast to connect to the Berkeley Liberation Radio studio and its transmitter." The radio also freaked out the host of BLR's transmitter, which remains unvisited as of now, and now the station must also find a new location to broadcast from. Captain Fred reports, "We're not sure why the FBI wanted those hard drives, but we suspect it may have something to do with some of the organizing against the Republican convention. We really don't know what it's all about, but there's a lawsuit to get our stuff back." Apparently, the FBI raided the Long Haul Info Shop in Berkeley, next door to the Berkeley Liberation Radio, and they got those people a little freaked out there in California. Hey, taking a look at some other blog posts around the internet, on the Brighter Fusion blog, Sierra writes, "Today I was thrilled to stumble across what appears to be a reincarnation of the local pirate radio station that went off the air in 2006, KBFR. It was on 93.9, and it was playing some very German-sounding techno new wave stuff until it wasn't there anymore. A pirate identification, and then just static. According to the KBFR wiki pages, as of 2008, a new group of bolder pirates has emerged under the call letters KGLR, Green Light Radio. They have taken the reins from Monk and presented a whole new station on 95.3 FM in Boulder, Colorado. So we have some action out there in Boulder, Colorado of some FM pirates. And finally, from the International Radio Report from CKUT, Stephen Janis goes through a band scan from their trip over to London, England. It includes a bunch of pirates as they tuned through the dial on the FM band. It's really interesting to listen to as Janis kind of turns across the dial, and you can hear each station as she goes across the FM dial. You can download the whole show in its entirety at rfprograms.com, but I'm going to give you just a little clip of her band scan out in London, England. Take a listen to this. This is cool.
99.1. Most likely another pirate. None of the commercial stations play this type of music, nor the BBC. Apparently they have most of their transmitters up on top of the high-rise apartment buildings with a microwave relay to the studio at another location.
From Ross Wheeler, what's happening, bruv?
99.3.
Message reads baby oil. Out to Emma Easy. Out to Ross Wheatley once again, mate. Out to Rebecca. Out to the massive driving around on the way back from Southend. Give my mates a shout out. Luce and Shen. Call him a sexy boy.
We're going to move on up.
I'm locked in on the net over there in America. Rise up your status. Steer strong goes out to all of you.
99.5.
Here in England, you steer strong.
Bless. Most definitely, man. For real.
We got RDS saying 99.5. 619. It's amazing these pirates make good use of the RDS. Boy, I thought there were a lot of pirates in Miami, man. It's London blows them away. Move on up. 100. RDS says Kiss 100. This is more mainstream. This sounds like a legit station.
And forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some interesting forum posting, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Peter Worth starts us off this week and asks if the Merlin mail drop is still active. Grasscutter Man says, yeah, man, it's still active out there. Cosmic Debris, the general cat herder of the FRN, reports that there has been a trickle of people, old and new, who has asked about joining the Vines community over the last few weeks. And without exception, he has created new accounts for these contributors and reports that he is greatly pleased at their civility and willingness to participate. Hey, welcome to all the new members of the FRN. It's cool to see some new blood in there, and I hope you listen a lot to the radio and participate on the Vines. A lot of really intelligent and smart people there. You can ask a lot of questions and get a lot of good answers. Uncle John reports that alkaline batteries will burst if you try to charge them in your NiCad battery charger. He reports he speaks from experience. Pat Murphy reports that there is an awesome column in Monitoring Times this month from George Zeller. The column talks about the idiotic flame wars that broke out over the summer, and suggests you read it. I read it, took a look at it at my local Borders bookstore. Definitely worth the price of the issue of Monitoring Times. Take a look at that, and thanks, George, for your well-placed thoughts. Hey, Cracker has an ongoing request for submissions of photos of people wearing their Commander Bunny t-shirts. He's making a collage of sorts, or maybe he's just scrapbooking. Not sure there, but send in your pictures of yourself wearing your Commander Bunny t-shirts. Hey, over on the HF Underground site, L Phantom posted he has been playing around with the Super Antenna, the MP1 Portable. This is a portable antenna rated for transmit and receive from 70 to 50 megahertz up to 300 watts. An optional extra loading coil is available for frequencies down to 80 meters. The antenna itself, less the mount, consists of two aluminum rods, a massive loading coil, and a telescoping whip, all of which threads together from a vertical antenna. Broken down, it fits into a box that is about 18 inches by 4 by 4 inches. Assembled, it's about 8 feet high with the whip fully extended. The parts are made of heavy aluminum and steel and seem very well constructed. It weighs just a few pounds. Al has a very long and detailed review of the antenna, concluding that one once you get the hang of it, the antenna sets up in just a few minutes. Al plans on taking it on vacation to the West Coast and just to see how practical it is to fly with without having the feds take a look at him and maybe throwing him into Gitmo. He'll let you all know on his experiences with the antenna in the airport. Otherwise, Al thinks it's a really good deal, especially at $100. I took a look at the website of this antenna, the MP-1 Portable. Very, very interesting. I suggest you take a look at it. It's really a cool antenna. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 656, dated September 6th, 2008, covering free radio activity from the 31st of August to September 6th. Stations being heard on the pirate airwaves this last week include Captain Morgan, MAC Radio, Northwoods Radio, Pirate Radio Boston, Psycho Radio, Undercover Radio, Wind Up Radio, WMPR, and WPON. Actually, I think that last one, WPON, that's a new one, The Weapon, WPON. And Greg Majewski caught a European this week, Mystery Radio, 6220 AM, the 30th of August. Hey, very nice catch, Greg, Mystery Radio. And QSLs being received this past week include the stations of Undercover Radio sent Gristle a QSL card and a CD from their 521 broadcast. And Old DXer received an EQSL from WHJR, Hey Joe Radio, for their August 23rd transmission. Congrats both Old DXer and Gristle for your QSLs.
Of MAC, and you are listening to the Pirates Week.
Well, thanks, Ultraman, for sending in that little Pirates Week ID. That's going to lead us right into our off-air recordings. We got a bunch of them this week. Well, let's first take a look, see if anybody's on air right now. I got the radio set to 6925, and just click on the speaker. And... oh, yeah. Nice, strong signal. Yeah, 6925 upper sideband, 1620 UTC. Yeah, it's fading back in now. Yeah, it's changed songs. I have no idea who this is. I could go over to the FRN and find out real quick. Looks like it's Possum Hunting Radio. Sea Lords logged them. Okay, very cool. Possum Hunting Radio on live on the Pirates Week. Okay, we'll tone that back down. That was really cool. It's nice to hear when you get a pirate live on air when we're doing the off-air recordings. Going to start off with a very short clip of Radio Azteca, 6925 AM, 0100, September 5th, recorded by Sea Lord down in Florida using his Tintec RX340 with a east-west-east antenna. Just a 30-second clip when a Bram popped up out of the noise. Take a listen to Radio Azteca. Next up is Moonshine Radio, 6925 upper sideband, 2138, the 2nd of September, SIO333, also recorded by Sea Lord. This is a montage of both ops on Moonshine Radio throughout the show. It's a few minutes long. Lawnmower Man drops a few F-bombs here and there, so just watch out for that. But Sea Lord has a very good reception on him, and I just wanted to let him roll. Take a listen to the dynamic duo of Moonshine Radio. Very cool.
Hello. This is Moonshine Radio. Moonshine Radio. Moonshine Radio. On the shortwave. I hope you guys like these. I hope you like these. We like these. In our engine, on our fried chicken. Here's some more music.
Antenna and the rig tuned up just right, man. I hope you fucking slobs are listening, man. Cause I'm gonna say fucking about 5,000 fucking more times tonight, man. Oh yeah, man.
Lex down in Texas on his Palstar R30C with some magnet wire strung around his ceiling recorded Undercover Radio's 20th anniversary show on August 31st, around 0100, 6925 Upper Side Band. Take a listen to Undercover Radio as heard down in Texas.
And now the mystery is revealed to the old PMR shows that I taped back in 1986 and 87. Something else I found in the tape archives I had completely forgotten about. Old undercover radio shows from 1988.
Warning, warning. The following program is unsuitable for pro-censorship audiences. If you're pro-censorship, turn that dial now before it's too late. You're listening to Undercover Radio. Studios in the middle of nowhere.
I only recall sending out one or two QSLs back in those days, but I still had a blast from it. Which led me to early retirement. But I guess the passage of time and the itch to broadcast brought me back in. And so Undercover Radio was reborn in 2003. You know, it's kind of funny listening to the old PMR show.
Back then I had an old cassette deck that I modified so I could very
come down. And listening back to the old tapes, it's amazing anybody could even hear what I was saying. At the time, I had the speed so high that I can't even figure out what I was saying. I'm not sure what I was thinking.
You're listening to Progressive Music Radio. We're broadcasting in 2100 shortwave bands. This is a nation of Progressive Music Radio.
And I recorded Channel Z with my Drake SW8 and my dipole at about 20 feet high up in the air. 6925 upper sidebands, the 6th of September. Channel Z was on around 0115 SINPO 35333. Channel Z ID at 0120 saying it's an all-instrumental show with a contest for submitting the most song titles with your QSL request. Take a listen to Channel Z.
Just tuned in, this is Channel Z Radio with our all-instrumental show and contest. We'll be issuing a new QSL card design for this show, and in addition, the listener that correctly identifies the most song titles and performers will receive a special prize. If you'd like to enter the contest or to receive the new QSL card, please mail your report to Channel Z Radio, P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania, 17214. Please be sure to include a dollar or two to help pay for our postage expenses. Your logs on the FRN are, of course, greatly appreciated, but you may not want to give away too many song titles if you want to win the contest. I'm sure that both Cosmic Debris and LC will recognize the next group and song title, but I have a feeling the last two catchy songs will stump everyone.
And finally, how about one more clip of Dr. Benway? I recorded this Saturday afternoon, the 6th of September. Undercover Radio was coming in extremely well. That's why I wanted to share this with you. This is his 20th anniversary show. Take a listen to Dr. Benway's Undercover Radio.
Well, one thing's for sure. I think good old AM will be around for a good long time. Easy to set up, easy to get a transmitter, and it sounds pretty good.
And besides, it doesn't require any special equipment. Any old radio from 50 years ago can pick up a pirate transmission in AM.
When the cell phone networks go down, the internet connections, even the phone lines, if they go down,
you can still pull out an AM transmitter and broadcast.
It's amazing, really. Technology invented over 100 years ago is still in wide use. But you still can't ignore the power of the internet. It's interesting to see how many people are surprised that internet hasn't killed pirate radio. I've talked to a lot of people who wonder why I don't just start broadcasting on Shoutcast or Live 365. The problem with internet broadcasting is there are rules. Just look at what the RIAA is already doing to internet broadcasting. The beautiful thing about pirate radio is that it frees you from the rules. You don't have to worry about copyrights or getting permission to use someone else's work in your own work. You just do it. For me, it allows me to have complete and total creative freedom. It allows me to broadcast whatever the hell I want without worrying about consequences. I feel like I have no limits or limitations, and that means a hell of a lot to me. I can just be creative. True, there's always the obvious risk of being caught, and I will never take pirate broadcasting for granted. I'll always be looking over my shoulder, worried about the next big bust. But really, that just adds to the excitement of broadcasting. Lately, I've seen a lot of talk about setting up some unused shortwave spectrum for hobby broadcasting.
you register with the FCC, maybe pay a fee so that you can broadcast. And there are definitely those who would embrace a legit hobby band and be happy to be able to broadcast legally. But legal broadcasting is not for me. It kills my creative freedom and the ability to broadcast whatever I want without consequence. Pirate radio is in my blood, and I can only be happy broadcasting as a pirate. Let's be clear. Commercial radio will never be free. Pirate radio is free speech. It's American as apple pie. I'm Dr. Benway, and you're listening to Undercover Radio. Pirate radio broadcasting from the middle of nowhere.
The Pirates Week podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I have a propagation forecast of sorts. I'm going to drop the propagation forecast on a weekly basis, but we do have the quick detailed 40 meter propagation forecast from Steve Nichols on the This Week in Amateur Radio. Take a listen to this 40 meter specific forecast.
40 meters, 7 megs, should open to DX in an easterly direction at sunset, and openings to the west should be possible after midnight and should peak, well, probably just after your local sunrise to the west. And contact should be possible during the day, although what we're finding is that the lower critical frequencies due to these low solar flux levels means that it's quite difficult to work other local, fairly local stations, while perfectly possible to talk to other stations more than, say, 300 or 400 miles away. The critical frequency is just too low for 40 meters to be really good as a local band.
Well, I have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about here towards the end of the show. Just a mention first that last Friday's Alan Wiener Worldwide on WBCQ was a real good one. Alan celebrated his 10-year anniversary of the station. He reminisced a bit about building the station and its pirate radio roots. I mention this not only because WBCQ is a friend of the podcast and has had the lack of judgment to actually air this broadcast on his 5110 transmitter on the Area 51 program, but there is a lot of cross-pollination between WBCQ extended family and the shortwave pirate radio extended family. And if you're not listening to Alan Wiener Worldwide, Radio Temtron, the Lumpy Gravy Area 51, well, maybe you should be. Alan Wiener Worldwide is available on rfprograms.com, and congratulations to Alan on the 10 years of WBCQ on the air. WBCQ has had an extensive article in this month's Monitoring Times. Take a look at it. It is definitely well worth the expense of going out and buying a copy of Monitoring Times. Very cool there. In fact, the International Radio Report talked a little bit about it last week. Hey, take a listen to this clip of CKUT's Stephen Janis on the International Radio Report talking about that Monitoring Times article of WBCQ.
Let's see, other news. WBCQ had a nice article in Monitoring Times this past month. You read it when you were on the plane over. How did you find the article about WBCQ and Monitoring Times?
Oh, it was pretty cool.
It had pictures of Alan Wiener, yeah, Timtron at the station.
Had a picture of Mal.
And some woman.
Some Mistress Irina or somebody.
Mistress Irina.
Whoever she is,
so
I don't know.
So a very extensive article about WBCQ.
I don't know.
What is it, the August Monitoring Times?
Yes.
Check it out if you haven't yet read it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They cover all the technical parameters, like all the transmitters and whatnot.
Okay.
You know, and pictures and, you know, a little history about Alan Wiener and his, you know, pre-WBCQ exploits, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, that's very neat. So, congratulations to WBCQ landing that big article on Monitoring Times. And it'll be a very good read.
Thank you. let's talk a little bit about the podcast. I took a couple months off from the podcast. Well, I tried to. I found myself putting out a couple briefs anyways, and that's something I'll be doing from time to time when motivation or time constraints become an issue. The briefs will be about 15 minutes or so, and with limited production value, just covering the news, one or two of the most important forum postings, and a few off-air recordings. But most of the time, I'll be back to the full weekly show like this one has been. The podcast has had a few changes, not that you could tell from this particular show, but I'd like to thank all the people who filled out a survey. I was blown away from the number of responses, over 40 responses, and over 40 actually. And everyone really liked the news and the off-air segments with the free radio weekly logs and the forum postings following closely behind. I will be eliminating the propagation forecast except the very occasional 40-meter detailed forecast, which like we did today with Steve Nichols from This Week in Amateur Radio. The responses skewed heavily towards the music bed, which I will keep in the full show. The music bed actually has had a kind of an interesting history to it. The reason I started the music beds was I had a real crappy microphone at first and a whole bunch of studio noise, and the music bed, you know, really helped to hide the background. And as I've, you know, as the podcast has progressed, the background noise has diminished quite a bit. Well, at least I hope it has. But I've kept the bed because I've noticed it really helps the energy of the show. It kind of picks up my motivation a little bit and makes it sound, the whole podcast sound a little peppier, which it sadly needs to be. Well, continuing on with the suggestions from the survey, I'm going to continue to have about a 2 minute in length off-air recording and have a whole bunch of them. Seems like everybody likes that. And what I really found enlightening was question number 7 on how do you listen. 27% of the people or the respondents say they're subscribed to the feed, 60% download directly from the website, and 12% listen to the website player. I found that really interesting. Show note usage was, well, all over the place, but most interesting was the participation responses. A whopping 44% of the people said they would be willing to supply material once in a while, and 5 people really would like to be a weekly contributor. Actually, I'm a little cautiously optimistic on, though I am humbly overwhelmed to the responses there. If you really want to be involved on a weekly or even semi-weekly basis, email me with your ideas, and I'd definitely love to have you on the show. The survey was completely confidential, and I have no way of knowing who wants to be involved or who doesn't. However, I have set up a page on the Pirates Week homepage for contributors. Take a look for the contributors tab at the top of the homepage there, www.piratesweek.info. There you can find a few suggestions I could use help with every week, and I'll take just about anything you want to send along. I have also set up the Pirates Week Drop. The Drop is a secure place to upload files, text, links, just about anything. It's available to anybody to download from, but your IP is hidden from everyone. So go ahead, and if you want to send something anonymously, throw it over to the Drop. Links, of course, are on the contributors page of the Pirates Week. And, of course, you can just email me anything you want. Hopefully, we'll get more and more people contributing. Like earlier in the program, you heard the little clip there from Ultraman and the ID. I actually sent a request out to a whole bunch of pirates. Hey, check your spam box. You may find something from there from me. I sent a bunch of people, at least everybody's address I had on hand of the operators and such. Anyways, that's going to wrap up where we're taking the podcast. It's going to continue pretty much like it is. Going to drop the propagation forecast. Going to pep up a little bit here and there, some tweaks behind the scenes. And every once in a while, I'm going to do a Pirates Week brief when I don't have the time. And I'm just going to put out a quick 15-minute low-budget type deal on that. Well, that's enough of me rambling for this show. We'll be back next week. As always, hey, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's piratesweek.info.
Breaking the law. You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.